It's Monday, Halloween, October 31st, 2016. Thanks for tuning in to this special Halloween episode of The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands you might have otherwise missed.
We must find another brain.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
As I walked through the graveyard late last night, I saw the most amazing sight. Leaning up against an old tombstone, a handsome boy waiting all alone. He was a skull and crossbones baby. Devil of a man walked up to me and took me by the hand. A cold shiver ran up and down my spine as I held his cold hand in mine. He was a skull. Rest of the night, though it was dark, the moon shone bright. I wished that he would never go away, but he vanished at the break of day. He was a skull and crossbones baby.
Way to open up this episode. Excuse me. Pardon me. I had something in my throat. Thanks for tuning in to this year's special Halloween episode of The Sounds of My Head. That right there, DQE, that's the name of the band. They're from Atlanta, Georgia. Stands for Dairy Queen Empire. And boy, howdy, do I love several of the songs off their album Queen of Mean. Came out in 2000. Still one of my favorites in terms of just the cigarette song and stuff. Anyway, Halloween song, though, right there. One of the very good tracks off the record. I hope you enjoyed it as well. And this whole episode is going to be Halloween-themed songs. Now, granted, these are not specifically Halloween songs, most of them. But they are thematic in some way or another, even if they don't sound the part. I'll try and have them sometimes sound the part. But this next one will not. Manchester, England's very own The Stockholm Monsters. We're going to hear the song Terror, which I feel like this band qualifies on two levels. One, Stockholm Monsters. That's like a good, scary Halloween title for a band. But then, the name of the song is Terror, which is pretty great as a Halloween theme. It comes off their Alma Mater Plus album from, I'm going to say the 80s. I forget when. A long time ago. And I should also say I've played this on the show before. Granted, it was like 12 years ago. A lot of the songs on this particular episode I'm going to have played before at some point in the past, but I think always in excess of 10 years ago. So probably most people weren't listening that are listening now 10 years ago. And they didn't dig all the way back into the archives into 2004 to find whenever I played it. So it doesn't count. I'm getting to play it as if I've never played it before. Here we go. The Stockholm Monsters and Terror. Where else but on this special Halloween episode. Excuse me. Of The Sounds in My Head.
Thank you. So the first time you hear the concept of Halloween when you were a kid, remember the first time you even heard about it? It's like, your brain can't even, what is this? Who's giving out candy? Someone's giving out candy? Who is giving out this candy? Everyone that we know is just giving out candy? I gotta be a part of this. Take me with you. I wanna do it. I'll do anything that they want. I can wear that.
Make Oh, New rule this Halloween, certain people are not allowed to give out certain candies because it's just a little too on the nose. Like Donald Trump can't give out Tic Tacs. Don Trump Jr. can't give out Skittles. Melania can't give out Sugar Daddies. Chris Christie can't give out Jelly Bellies, and Anthony Weiner can't give out hard candy. That's just...
Let's catch up quickly, shall we? After the Stockholm Monsters, we heard the Ravenettes from Copenhagen, Denmark. with their song You Want the Candy from Lust, 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 a great record from back in the day. Then we heard I Was a Teenage Satan Worshipper, that's the name of the band, from Helsinki, Finland. From their Bees and Honey EP, we heard Candy, Candy, and Candy, Candy, and You Want the Candy come from the candy wing of this here Halloween episode. I think candy is pretty universally associated with Halloween, right? For me, certainly. Okay, I don't have to justify beyond that, do I? Okay, then we heard the KVB from the UK with a cover of the Rolling Stones' Sympathy for the Devil. The Devil, that's scary. That's like Halloween. Comes off a great record that I've been wanting to play something from but haven't before now. Stoned, a psych tribute to the Rolling Stones. It's all contemporary psychedelic covers of Rolling Stone songs. Very good. And if you like Sympathy for the Devil, that's one of my favorite tracks off the record, so check out the whole thing. Then we heard Petite League from right here in New York City. They're from Queens. They did the song Halloween in Hollywood. I don't have to justify that. It's right there in the title. From their album Slugger. And then the Libertines from London did their song Horror Show. Came off their album Up the Bracket from way back in the while ago. I don't know. I forget when that album came out, but I don't remember and I'm not going to look it up, as I like to say. So Petite League and Libertines doing some rock and roll music right there. And, you know, Horror Show. I feel like that's justified as a Halloween-related thing. That's kind of like a thing you do on Halloween, go to a horror show. All right, up next, Devendra Banhart, one of my favorites. I just played him on the show recently because he's got a new album out. But we're going to hear something off one of his old albums, Oh Me, Oh My. That's the name of the record. Pumpkin Seeds, that's the name of the song. Pretty great. It's one of my favorite songs by Devendra Banhart. And it's totally Halloween-related because it's about pumpkin seeds. And who doesn't like to toast some pumpkin seeds after you carve a pumpkin? And put them on some cookies or make a, I don't know. I don't know what you do with pumpkin seeds, but whatever. Devendra Banhart, he's got ideas. Here we go, Pumpkin Seeds, Devendra Banhart right here on the Sounds of My Head's special Halloween episode.
black cat John Brown, your time will come. Big yellow eyes, full moon is rising. Black cat John Brown, your time will come. Windows and fences, you'll take no risk. You catch the world, big open eyes. You catch some berries from trees that reach the sky. You will get older, you can catch time. You'll have a good life, and then you die.
I figured, what the hell, it's Halloween. I'll go as a ghost. I take a sheet off the bed and I throw it over my head. And then go to the party. And you have to get the picture. I'm walking down the street in a deep southern town. I have a white sheet over my head. And a car pulls up and three guys with white sheets say, "Get in." So I figure there's guys going to the party as ghosts. And I get into the car and I see we're not going to the party and I tell them. And they say, "Well, we have to go pick up the Grand Dragon." And all of a sudden it hits me, down south, white sheets, the Grand Dragon. I put two and two together. I said, "Fellas, this country can't survive unless we love one another, regardless of race, creed, or color." And they were so moved by my words that not only did they let me go, but that night I sold them $2,000 worth of Israel bonds.
Do you remember that sunny day? Somewhere in London, in the middle of nowhere, didn't have nothing to do that day. Didn't wanna do nothing anyway.
You got a way of walking.
You got a way of talking.
And it's something about you.
I wanna be haunted by the ghost of you.
All right, let's catch up one last time. After Devendra Banhart back there, we heard Alamo Racetrack, a band from Amsterdam in the Netherlands. They did the song Black Cat, John Brown, off an EP by the same name. Black Cats, that's Halloween-related right there. Pretty spooky, and a great song. And then we heard Shane McGowan and the Popes. Shane McGowan, of course, famous for the Pogues. He broke out on his own and released a solo album, The Snake, as Shane McGowan and the Popes. And that song featured Sinead O'Connor. The song was Haunted, which, of course, is very appropriate for Halloween. Haunted, that's what you want on a Hallow's Eve. And is Shane McGowan still alive, or did he die of alcoholism yet? I forget. I don't know. I haven't kept track, but the man is a drunk. That's what I'm saying. Okay, after Shane McGowan, we heard Chris Joss from France. He does great instrumental records. We heard Night Scare from Styx. That's the album. I feel like his first record was even better, but Styx had that song on it, Night Scare, which is a great thing for Halloween. It's a night scare. And also just that one's a little more, sounded a little more Halloween-y, I guess, than a lot of other things I've played. Okay, finishing up this here episode of the show, perhaps the least justifiable song on the episode, it's Bibio. That's the band. They're from the UK, and they've got a song called Lovers Carvings, and I'm going to say it's about carving pumpkins, lovers carving pumpkins together. That's my justification. I doubt that's accurate. I'm not going to look into what the lyrics might mean. They probably don't mean that, but I don't care because I love it. It's my favorite Bibio song. Comes off, was it their debut? I think it might have been Ambivalence Avenue. And a pretty great song. Totally holds up. It's not a new one, this track. But here we go, Bibio with Lover's Carvings, finishing up this here special Halloween episode of The Sounds of My Head. That does it for this episode of The Sounds of My Head. The music I talked over this episode was That Truck is a Horse of Death by Marco Beltrami. I also talked over Death Dies by Calibro 35 and Toccata in D Minor by Dieter Weber. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can also send me emails at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com or look for links to everything I talk about, including where to follow me on social media or find links to playlists for the songs I play insofar as they're available on Spotify at thesoundsofmyhead.com. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you next time on an all-new episode of the show.